Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
Show.
They got me started, lion hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, ha. We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, and that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
We need our own nation. Black power, black power, black power. Thank you, brothers and sisters. You're listening to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. As you know, those of you who are regular listeners, that every Wednesday night, we play an update from the Your Immunity Project. It was Dr. Aleem Muhammad and his team at the Your Immunity Project. Keep us up to date as to what's really going on, the current events, the up-to-date stats, statistics, treatments, suggestions, just the overall wealth of information as it relates to the COVID, SARS, 19, 20, now 21, pandemic. So without further ado, we will hear and play tonight's weekly Your Immunity Project update. Black Power.
Supreme Circle, we open everything that we do with prayer. So if we can position ourselves with prayer. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge with you, Allah, from the accursed of Satan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all of the worlds.
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
The Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
Maliki Yawmiddin.
Master of the Day of Judgment, in which we now live.
Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.
Thee do we serve, and thee do we beseech for help.
Ihdina siratal mustaqim.
Guide us on the right path.
Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim.
The path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors.
Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim.
Not the path of those upon whom thy wrath is brought down.
Walatoli.
Know of those who go astray.
Amen.
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 You said,
As-salamu alaykum. Greetings. Welcome to the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call. You are in the right place. You are in exactly the right place at exactly the right time to hear exactly the right information that you need to hear. So don't touch that dial. Don't try to go away. Don't go to any other place. You are in the right place. This is the hour of power. The Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call comes to you every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can count on it. This is where the truth gets told. We not only dissect the lies, but we tell the positive truth in a practical manner that any man or woman can understand who is seeking understanding. They say knowledge is power, and power is the ability to do work. And the work that we have to do today is the work of bringing about our own salvation. So the Your Immunity Project is just that. It is yours. It is your life to save. It is your immunity to preserve and boost if need be. And so you're in the right place. The only people who aren't here that should be here are the people that you forgot to invite. So take this next minute or two and hit the share button. Show that you care. Call somebody. Contact somebody. Let them know that the hour of power is holding forth the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call. And so this evening, we always like to begin, as always, with the five principles. Yes, we operate according to principles, so that you understand which way we're going, and you can almost predict what's next, because according to principles, you have some measurement of progress. And we always like to indicate when there is progress or if there's a lack of progress, because we always like to know what, where are we? Where are we in the scheme of things? This is the month of March. In fact, today is the Ides of March, March the 15th, the day that they assassinated Caesar. Beware the Ides of March, said Shakespeare. And so the world leaders are shaken up. There's talk of assassination of world leaders. And hey, I think what we've been talking about for the last 2 years on the Your Immunity Zoom conference call, hasn't it been about the assassination of who? You and me. And so now we are at the Ides of March. And March, the month of March, named for the god of war, Mars. What's the first command in any military operation? Forward what? March. And so we are at war. So tomorrow night, We do the 19th element at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to talk about two things. Since we are at war, you have to admit it, we are at war. The world is at war. Maybe you didn't vote for it, but we are at war. It's wartime. And so on the 19th element, we want to go deep into some of the issues that surround the wartime that we're living in and that we have to get through and what you should be doing. And part of the reason for the ignition of war at this time is the default of the American government on her sovereign debt. Oh, yes, it took place on January the 26th. She defaulted. Then they gave her an extension of time until February the 18th, and she defaulted again. And so now the creditors have crowded in to see what they can get from the defaulted beggar, the beggar of the world that used to be the world superpower. You say, well, what does all of this have to do with COVID-19? It has everything to do with COVID-19, because now we're beginning to get an idea of where all of these viruses came from in the first place. Because the foreign representative, the foreign minister, I should say, of China, no less, the foreign minister of China went before the United Nations and demanded that the United States give an explanation of what it was doing with 336 bioweapons labs around the world and 30 or more located in Ukraine. And so we're going to delve deep into that tomorrow night on the 19th element. That's on Calfani Radio at 9 p.m. But it has everything to do with COVID-19 and all the rest of it. And it begins to make sense when you put it in the context of a world war that has been waged against you. And now we see that the primary perpetrators of that war being waged against you, and it's a biological war, it's a chemical war, it's an electronic war, yes, it's an information war, it's a war in all dimensions. It's what the Chinese military calls total war in all its dimensions, and we're in the middle of it, whether you wanted to get drafted or not. There's no conscientious objectives out of this war. And so you are in the right place to get the information that you need to know, because what is it all about? It's all about survival. And survival depends on what? Survival depends upon the strength of your foundation. Didn't the Honorable Elijah Muhammad ask that question? How strong is the foundation? Can we survive? And the foundation of your nutrition, excuse me, the foundation of your immunity is nutrition. The foundation of, the foundation of immunity is nutrition. And so we have to talk about that subject as well. But let me give out a disclaimer. Although we talk about nutrition, we talk about medicine, we talk about politics, we talk about religion, we talk about everything, because all of it is a part of the truth. And so we have a right to talk about the truth. In fact, we have an obligation to know about the truth. We have no right to be ignorant of the truth in the day of truth. They say ignorance is no excuse before the law. Well, I would go further. I don't think ignorance is an excuse before anything. And so that's why you're tuned in, because you don't want to be guilty of being ignorant. There's a saying in Islam, they say one learned man is harder on the devil than 1,000 ignorant worshipers. And so we don't want to be easy on the devil. We want to be as learned as possible, as educated as possible, so we can be as hard as possible on the devil. Let's not go easy on Satan. So for those of you who are new, just tuned in for the first time, you don't know what any of this is all about. It's all about you and your immunity and your ability to survive what is taking place. And many will not survive. Many have already perished. And many more will perish. But what we are striving for is to be among those who survive. And we will survive by the grace of God, but also by what we put into ourselves. So we must work so that Allah, God, the messenger of God, the believers in God will see our work and maybe God will turn to us mercifully. So he is the oft-returning to mercy, the merciful. So for those who are new, we operate according to those five principles that start with prevention. That's number one. You don't want to get sick. You don't want to get exposed to the spike protein. You don't want to get exposed to any chemical contamination. You don't want to get exposed to chemtrails. So take preventive measures. The second principle is diagnosis. And this is where there is a great, great gap, because it's been revealed, and people who have tuned in before know the PCR test is worthless. The rapid antigen test, they send this out free. They send this out free. They give it to you on your workplace and tell you to take it as often as they tell you. You see? But it's a lousy test. And all of them are lousy. And so the diagnosis is suspect. It turns out that most people who were diagnosed with COVID-19 over the last 2 years actually just had the common cold or ordinary influenza. And that's all there is to it. And so the diagnosis has always been faulty and bogus. So don't use the test. Don't do the PCR. Because you're just wasting your time, and there is a danger. There is a danger, because if it's not a test, then what is it? It's another delivery system for the vaccine. And so don't let them put that up your nose. And what is the treatment? Well, the treatment for the, if there is a virus, hey, this will take care of it. Well, you said it might not be a real virus, but it doesn't matter what virus it is. This will take care of any virus. You hear me? Any virus. If it was the common cold, this would take care of it. If it was influenza, it would take care of it. It doesn't make any difference what it is. Measles, mumps, chicken pox, shingles. Doesn't make any difference what virus it is. Known and unknown. This will take care of it, because this is God's answer to such problems. You got a virus, you need interferon. And if you have a healthy immune system based on good nutrition, then your body is producing plenty of interferon. So you would only need to take this if you're out and about among sick people, infected people, and this will help to keep you safe. And if you already are sick, if you're hearing this message too late, say, I'm already sick. I already have a fever. I'm already in the hospital. Hey, well, this will get you out. Okay? And so the Paxlovid is available. It is in good supply. There is no shortage. We've been talking about shortages all year long, but right now, we are in abundance. And so put your order in as quickly as you can. DrAleem.com. That's the website. And there's no problems there as far as I'm aware. And you spell the word doctor all the way out. DrAleem.com. Order by the bottle. Better yet, order by the case. That means you're trying to help somebody else. And you're also trying to help yourself. If you order a case, and the new price now is a shocker, inflation is real, so the new case price is $798, almost $800. Yeah, for a case. You said, well, last year it was. Yeah, last year it was. That's right. Last year. This year it's $798. Okay, but look, if you sell it at the new retail price per bottle of $120, then you're going to make $642 per case. You need a new source of income, don't you? Don't you? And by the time we finish with the headlines, you're going to understand why you do need a new source of income, even though you might not know that that is exactly what you need at this present time. So why not do well at the same time that you're doing good? And if you're passing out Paxlovid to people, you are literally saving their lives. You are literally a savior. You are literally one of the band of angels coming after me that they used to sing about. So the Paxlovid available, DrAleem.com. Don't hesitate. Go order it right now. And it's ready for immediate shipment. Don't wait. And I would also add, not to put a note of doom and gloom out there, but everything is real. This is wartime. We had to wait forever, it seemed like, for this latest shipment to get in. And then banking problems and all kinds of problems. Now, what do you think is going to happen, you know, the next time around? It's going to be even worse. So stock up now. A word to the wise, they say, is sufficient. And a fool, they never learn. Never learn. Never learn. So we don't have no fools listening tonight. Everybody's wise. Everybody's getting wise so that we can do better. So that was actually my progress report on the Paxamune, and it's good news. And I think we're going to hear from our research team, and usually we have calls from abroad, as far away as Australia. And so we get the news and gather it together on the Your Immunity Zoom conference call. And if you have a report to make, wherever you might be, you're free to call in later on in the call. I think the numbers are available there that you can see, that I can't see. So, Sister Najma, do we have the research team on the line?
Yes, sir. Brother Dawood's on.
Okay, let's hear from Brother Dawood. He's our IT specialist working with the research team under the direction of Dr. Nadia Muhammad. Brother Dawood.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Not so loud, though.
Oh. Okay, let's see if I can fix that.
That's right, better.
Salam alaikum.
Much
well,
better.
Wonderful. Salam alaikum. We have a bit to update. I thought Dr. Nandia may be sharing the update, so I'll go ahead and give it. So first of all who are willing to participate in the phase two aspect of the clinical trial that's taken place, you will go to www.yourimmunity.org. That's www.yourimmunity.org. There you'll be able to review and sign the consent forms to participate in any of the surveys for observational purpose. We're trying to capture information related to your experience with COVID-19 and anything that's taken place that's relevant to everything that's taken place over the last 2 years, as well as any use of Paxamune and how your experience has been. In the second phase, we're also capturing individuals' outcomes that have had any of the vaccines so that we're able to take that information into account along with any other observations that you report. So that's the main objective right now. In the coming days, we will release the phase two clinical trial questions. Those will show up on your Audits IQ app. As soon as they're ready, they'll show up. All of you that have already signed up and have entered your information, you are captured in the database. You'll see the app show up as soon as the admin fully accepts you into the phase two of the clinical trial. For everyone who was signed up in the past and participated in the phase one aspect, your information is still in the system. You'll receive the information for the phase two survey, and you don't need to do anything additional. As far as other aspects, we will have the clinical trial pass, something similar to what the COVID passport was, that will show on your app that you're a participant under a physician-led clinical trial study. This should help passing any checkpoints that would require something like that to be shown. So that will show up on your app when the time is right and everything is complete here. And, you know, that should really be a great help in moving around if we see any more spikes, lockdowns, quarantines, things like that. So Dr. Lim, I'll stop there, and that's about all we have for today.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Brother Dawood. You just heard from Brother Dawood from our research team. And as he said, you can enroll yourself at the YourImmunityProject.org website. That's where you enroll yourself. If you've already done that for phase one, you don't have to do it again. You will be notified when phase two rolls out. So thank you, Brother Dawood. And I always want to emphasize the importance of that pass that you're going to have on your phone, just in case. You may think you don't need it, but just in case, you never know. So thank you very much. Sister Najma, do we have any of the overseas callers? We want to give them the priority
no,
for calling from overseas.
No, sir. Brother Ruben isn't on yet. And I don't see Brother Simon.
Okay, so then let's go right to the headlines. There's a lot of them, I think. And so we're being flooded with all kinds of news. Most of it doesn't seem to be very good. And we're going to delve as deeply as we can tonight. We're going to continue some of these subjects tomorrow night on the 19th element. Now, this is very, very important. People who have been tuned into the Your Immunity Project know who Klaus Schwab is. Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab is the mastermind, if you will, or the chief puppeteer that is influencing leaders all over the world. And most of the world leaders, presidents of countries like President Trudeau in Canada, Merkel in Germany, leaders all over the world, they are graduates of his training school, his leadership training school. And that's why you see all over the world, all of them walking in lockstep to what Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum has to say. Well, now, who do you think Klaus Schwab listens to? See, everybody has to listen to somebody. And so now this is his top advisor. This is Professor Yuval Noah Harari, who says that humans are now hackable animals. The whole idea that humans have this, quote, soul or, quote, spirit, and nobody knows what's happening inside of them, and they have free will, that's over. Yeah, you're reading that quote correctly. So the Bible was correct. It says, fear not those who can kill the body, but fear those who can kill the soul. So here's a man who considers you to be an animal. He's advising Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, who is advising the leaders of all countries, in the Western world at least, that you are an animal, that you are hackable, and that you are not the possessor of a soul or a spirit, and that your free will is an illusion that can be destroyed. You see, so now you begin to understand what the mastermind behind this diabolical plandemic actually is. Next image, please. Now, you're going to see a lot of images and headlines, not in any particular order, because news and current events don't happen in any particular order. They happen like they happen. And so now this is a map of some of the weapons, the bioweapons laboratories and military bases that the United States has surrounding Russia, and some in the east surrounding China. And so if you were surrounded by a gang of thieves like this, I think you might be paranoid. You might be justified in being paranoid. Or you would say, we put our country in the wrong place or something. Next image, please. So a lot of people in this country didn't have geography. They don't have a good sense of geography, so they don't understand what it means to be surrounded. Now, this is in the journal Pediatrics. So when you take your baby or your children to the pediatrician, this is the journal that they read. They're not up to date if they don't read this journal. All of them read this journal. And see, so what are the pediatricians being prepped for? They're being prepped for your child to get HIV. Yeah, you heard that right. Prepping for child HIV. Why? Because this same pediatrician is the one that told you that your child needed the shot in the first place. And because your child got the shot now, the pediatrician is getting ready for the HIV that's going to occur, the acquired immune deficiency syndrome caused by the so-called vaccine. Yeah, here it is in black and white. I didn't make this up. Next image, please. Now, here's our famous or infamous Dr. Malone. I'm sorry I didn't do this correctly, but he said, there will be hundreds of health officials saying, it was your choice. No one made you take it. Doesn't that sound familiar? Isn't there a verse in the Holy Quran that the devil will say to you on the day of decision, that I only called to you. I had no authority over you. I called to you and you obeyed. Oh boy, what irony, what sarcasm. Such what such malicious sarcasm. Next image, please. See, they're calling that vaccine regret now. A lot of people who got the shots, they're having regrets now. Not just because of what he said, but just because they're sick now. Now here's a partial map of global bioweapons labs around the world operated by the United States. And you can see most of them are concentrated in Europe and some in North America, right where I live here in Maryland, Fort Detrick, right up the road. You see, also Asia and also Africa. You see, look where the bioweapons labs are in Africa. And remember, that's also where Ebola comes from and all of these other epidemics. So were these epidemics caused by green monkeys and bats in nature, or were they caused by people in bioweapons labs, releasing them for political purposes? Next image. See, on the Your Immunity Project, we don't tell you what to think. We just tell you to think. Listen to everybody, but think for yourself. Now, you'll see that, first of all, what are you looking at here? You're looking at the migratory bird patterns out of Europe. And maybe you can blow this up a little bit, Sister Najma. You blow it up one notch or another notch or two. And you'll see on the left-hand side that migratory birds are found in Eastern Europe, right there where Ukraine, Romania, all the rest of those countries are. And, of course, that's where the bioweapons labs are. And you see the flight of the migratory birds. You know, they fly, you know, in the fall, in the spring, to different areas. You see the flight patterns of the migratory birds. They fly from the Ukraine area into Russia. Next image, please. Now, of course, there's a avian, or shall we say, bird flu outbreak among chickens and turkeys in the U.S. I forget how many millions of birds they've slaughtered in the last week or two. All the turkeys, all the chickens, turned out they have some kind of a flu bug. Would you eat a flu bug chicken? Now, this is actually the Muhammad Speaks edition. I think this was 1960. I can't really read it. Is it 1968? I think so. But can we survive? How strong is the foundation? You see? And then look at the image. What does it say? The farm is first. Let's look at the next image, please. Yes, I blew that up. The farm is first, not second, not third, not last. Somebody put up a post showing that 100 years ago, black people had over 20 million acres of farmland. And that's down to, like, what, 5% of that now? You see? So those people were wiser than we are because they knew that the farm is first, not last. Well, that's our last thought, that we have to do something on the farm. Think again. Next image, please. Now, this is a post I put up on Twitter. This is an article you can read on Twitter there. The link is there. But the mRNA, quote, DNA gene editing, end quote, hey, is no longer a conspiracy theory. The proof is in. The scientists have been looking at it for the last year or so, and now they have proof. No, when you get that shot, your genes have been edited. You are a genetically modified organism. Next image. Yeah, now here, again, we're just looking at the information that's starting to pour in. Remember, a year or two ago, nobody was an expert in any of these areas. Nobody was doing the research. But now, a year or two later, now the scientific research reports are starting to roll in, just like the Your Immunity Project. We're about ready to give our report. Not long ago, on February the 26th, we gave our two-year report of findings. So it's taken this much time for the information to roll out. And so here it shows why people who got the shot end up getting AIDS. It's because the virus itself kills T cells, just like HIV. Yeah, and then you don't need the virus. So you don't need the virus. You just need the spike protein that's on the virus. And that's what the mRNA shot does. It just gives you the spike protein that does the job that the whole virus used to do. So you can read it for yourself. This is on my Twitter, Dr. Aleem account. Next image, please. And we have a lot of headlines, so I'm going as fast as I can. And here, again, once they started looking, the real scientists, not the fake like Fauci, but the real scientists started looking. They say, hey, this PCR test is flawed. All it does is it detects the common cold and the flu virus. Well, if you've been listening to the Your Immunity Project for the last 2 years, we told you this 2 years ago. Now the official scientific community is bearing witness that we told you the truth. Well, if the PCR test is not a test, then what is it? It's a delivery system for the vaccine. They don't tell you that part. Next image. Go look it up. The Theragripper, developed by Johns Hopkins. It's in that cotton swab. Now, this is just a funny piece I put up. Looks like you've had a bit too much to think. You see, so the thought police, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, see, they censor what you can think about by censoring information. And so that's why we're working hard to get a place of our own in cyberspace that we can't be patrolled by thought police who want to tell us what to think about and what to say and what not to say. So next image, please. Now, this is Luc Montagnier. He won the Nobel Laureate, the prize, claims that he discovered HIV along with Robert Gallo. More likely, he's the one that made it. He just passed away. But he claims that COVID-19 was made in the lab, and the proof of it is that he's the one that has the patent on the spike protein. Yeah, every time you've got an HIV test over the last, 30 years, he got paid because that spike protein that is the antigen that activates the test, that was his invention. So he knows it was invented in the laboratory because it was his laboratory. Next image. See, they're telling on themselves after death. He died about a month ago. Now, again, this is the self at home test from China that the Biden administration is handing out, passing out, wants you to take it. But when people looked at it, they found out that up to 80% of the test would give you a false negative. You see, it's just a lousy test. Lousy test. And other people who have looked at it said, not only is it a lousy test in terms of making an accurate diagnosis of COVID-19, whatever that would mean, but it also contains dangerous ingredients, dangerous chemicals. And that cotton swab that's in there, that's not cotton. Those are motile fibers that have a way of migrating into the brain tissue. Next image. And here you heard the news already. Former President Barack Obama tests positive for COVID-19. How about that? Isn't that something? You see, maybe it came out of some of the bioweapons labs that he set up in Ukraine. Remember, it was President Obama who overthrew the democratically elected government in Ukraine in 2014. They had a government that they had elected. But in the opinion of the Americans, they were too close to Russia, even though Russia is their next door neighbor. What are you going to do? That's your next door neighbor. And most of the people in Ukraine speak Russian. But nonetheless, Obama overthrew the government. He and Hillary Clinton, they sent Vicki Nuland, who was recently in the news. They sent Vicki Nuland, they call her the cake lady, because she was passing out cakes to people in Ukraine. And the next thing you knew, they overthrew the government and installed a bunch of corrupt puppets who were running the bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine. This is when all that stuff got set up. So now he's got what he says you got. Next image. I wonder what test they gave him. Next image. Now, this is very important. I want you to blow the graph up. You see, this is really, really terrible. The bottom part, if you can bring it up. You see, this is showing the death of a generation, what they call the millennial generation. Probably most of the people on this call are part of the millennial generation, and you have been specifically targeted. That's why you were told the jab or your job. You see, this is the workforce. You are the engine that makes the society go. So your age group has experienced a spurt, a death rate. If you can blow that up even bigger so you can see it. 84% increase in death, mortality in your age group, meaning that the death rate in the millennial generation is the highest death rate in any age group, unless you're talking about people who are over 85 years of age. That's devastating. And, of course, this is just getting rolling. And so if you are in the millennial generation and you did not get the jab, then you did a good thing. You did the right thing, and you are literally in a fight for your life to stay alive. And if you did get the jab, you better enroll in the clinical trial. Because even more so, you are in a fight for your life. This is the evidence that they are killing you. So this is just the bare bones truth. It's not sugarcoated. This is the truth. They're killing you. When we say that war has been declared, this is not rhetoric. This is kinetic warfare. These are real deaths. Your colleagues, your co-workers, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives are in this number, and you might be in this number. Next image, please. See, this is genocide. They call it democide, when the government actually starts killing its own citizens. Now look at this. This is the CEO, Albert Bourla. He's claiming that other people made him develop the messenger RNA vaccine. He didn't want to do it. He thought it was a bad idea. It was counterintuitive, he said, for him to be involved in something like that. But they pressured him. Now, he didn't identify who the they were. He just said they made me do it. Now, of course, he didn't take the shot himself. He said he didn't want to get in the front of the line. He didn't want to jump the line. You see, so that now you understand why he would not take his own shot, because he was pressured to do it, and he didn't want to do it, he said, but he did it anyway. And as a result of that, he's a billionaire now. And most of the executives at Pfizer are now billionaires, despite the fact that Pfizer is the number one criminal corporation in the history of the world for research fraud, bribing doctors. You see, so he didn't want to do it, but they made him do it. Yeah, uh-huh. Next image, please. Now, this is the... from the report, this is found on my Twitter. I'll just read this. U.S. Deep State is using birds for biological warfare and to spread COVID, Russia tells the United Nations. Okay, so this is the news reports that are being censored in America. They don't want you to know that there has been a meeting of the U.N. Security Council over the fact that the United States government has covertly spread COVID around the globe using birds and bats, according to bombshell testimony given by Russian officials at the United Nations. And they want an explanation. And I showed you the bird migratory patterns that specifically targets Russia. And now they're saying that there's an avian or bird flu outbreak in America, where millions of turkeys and chickens have to be killed and have already been killed in the midst of famine and food shortages. Okay, so what is the United States government's response to this charge? You see, so this is before the United Nations as we speak. Next image, please. Now, this is Victoria Nuland. She was the special representative from the State Department to Ukraine, and she led the overthrow of the government of the Ukraine elected by the Ukrainian people in 2014. She was working for Obama and Hillary Clinton. Okay? And now this is a direct quote. She was being, she was giving testimony before the Senate. I think Ted Cruz. I don't know. We are now, in fact, quite concerned that Russian troops may be seeking to gain control of those labs. So we are working with the Ukrainian on how they can prevent those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach. And then she went on to say, at the urging of Senator Ted Cruz, that if there was any outbreak of chemical weapons or biological weapons in Ukraine, then they would blame the Russians. They would be 100% certain that the blame should fall on the Russians. So now this raised a question in my mind. If you were a military commander and you had to decommission 30 biological weapons laboratories in Ukraine, would you go fast or would you go slow? And what kind of expertise would it take to dismantle a biological weapons lab that you're charging America with running in Ukraine to cause global pandemics? And if you make a mistake, it's just like a bomb that you're trying to dismantle. If you make one mistake, the bomb is going to blow you up. So the people who have invaded Ukraine, if they have to dismantle 30 biological weapons laboratories, how long do you think that might take? And so you're going to see in a minute why they were predicting that the Russians were going to go in at breakneck speed, blitzkrieg. They said they're going to be a blitzkrieg. It'll be over in 48 to 72 hours. Well, see, they were trying to beat the financial deadline that was going to expire. And so it did expire before the Russians actually made their move. They were given until February the 18th to pay the sovereign debt. That's why Biden was on the news predicting they're going to invade any minute now. No, they sat back and let the clock run out on the sovereign, on America's sovereign debt. So she's now in default to the whole world. And then they did the invasion on the 22nd. So next image, please. Yeah, we'll go more into that tomorrow night on the 19th element. Now, here's another image of the same thing. It's just devastating, the whole generation being specifically targeted to be wiped out. Next image. And some of you went for it. See, now here's the bird flu sweeping across the U.S. You see? Now, you remember a year ago when all the meatpacking plants got hacked, they said, and went down? You see, they vaccinated all of the livestock at that time. See, so now here's an outbreak of a bird flu killing all the chickens and all the turkeys. And they're going to say that's the reason why you're hungry. And it's Vladimir Putin's fault. Next image. Now, I post these articles on my Twitter account, Dr. Aline. Now, here's there's a link between Klaus Schwab and Hunter Biden. That the you know Hunter Biden now. This is the hidden son of Joe Biden, the current president of the United States, who was taking all kinds of money out of Ukraine. And it's on tape what Biden did to save his son from being prosecuted. Back in 2014, who he threatened and how he did it. And then some of the money that his son got out of Ukraine, he invested it in the companies that are running the bioweapons labs in Ukraine. You see, so it's just a revolving door of corruption. See, so they all hug and love each other. Just a nest of snakes. Next image, please. Now, here's news from Israel. This is from the X-22 report. Israeli funerary directors are seeing a tenfold increase in deaths I mean, whoa. You see why? Because Israel is the most highly vaccinated country in the world. And so I think we showed an image last week, a headline from Israel, 6 out of 10 hospitalizations and deaths in Israel are in fully vaccinated people, and yet they're calling for even more vaccination of the population. So what's going on there? Next image, please. Well, ask the funeral director if you want to know the truth. Yeah, now, this may be, if you blow this map up, you see, this is showing the routes of migration out of Ukraine. See, Vladimir Putin said that they had two objectives in mind for the invasion. One was they were going to demilitarize Ukraine, so it was no longer a military threat to Russia, and they were going to denazify it. And so these are all the corridors of people in Ukraine who are not Nazis, and they're leaving. They're going to their own countries where they belong, and they were living in Ukraine for whatever reason. Most of the people who are in the government of Ukraine actually have dual citizenship. Most of them actually have dual American and Ukrainian or Israeli and Ukrainian dual citizenship. That's the government that was installed in Ukraine. And so people were fleeing to their own country. And as you can see, a whole bunch of people fled to Russia from the Russians. So again, the people that are left in the center are the Nazis that are going to be wiped out. It's going to be a bloodbath. Next image. We'll talk more about the political situation tomorrow night in the 19th element. Yeah, now they kicked Russia out of the SWIFT system, but what they forgot to tell you is the SWIFT system died long ago. There's a new system in town. It's called the cross-border interbank payment system, and most of the countries in the world, 170 countries in the world, that's how they do business now. They don't use the SWIFT system anymore. You see, so they're just pulling the wools over the American people's eyes, thinking that this hurts Russia. This doesn't hurt anybody. The SWIFT system is as dead as the dollar, but most people don't know about that either. Next image, please. Yeah, now here again, we've been talking about this since day one on the Your Immunity Project, the link between 5G radiation and sickness. And 5G radiation by itself can make you sick, and 5G radiation can activate viruses. And they call it the microwave syndrome. Next image, please. So you should not have any 5G devices in your house or towers in your neighborhood or on your church steeple. Now look at this. This is very interesting. This is a court precedent. This has the legal significance. A court in France ruled that death from COVID vaccine is suicide. Yeah, you heard me right. You're reading it right. Since you took an experimental vaccine knowingly and you died from it, according to this court ruling, you committed suicide. They didn't kill you. You committed suicide. You did it on your you did it to yourself. I guess they could call it assisted suicide. You see? So don't commit suicide. Next image. That's how crazy you would have to be to take the shot. See, I'm committing suicide. Now, this is official data. This is from England. This is even worse than what we found out about Israel. Fully vaccinated people account for 9 out of 10 COVID deaths in the UK. See, so what is the vaccine, so-called? It's a kill shot. See, these are the millennials that are disappearing. They're dying. Chest pain. Sudden death. Next image. See, these are censored stories. It takes a lot of digging to find these stories. They're not available in the mainstream media. They don't want you to know what the rest of the world is saying. Look at this. China is urging the U.S. to disclose more details about the bio labs in Ukraine. See, they're being called out front and center. Explain yourself to the world. Here, the whole world is shut down in lockdown. The whole world threatened with pandemics of global disease. And you've been running bio weapons labs in the Ukraine secretly? You got to explain this, Uncle Sam. See, people get mad. Next image. Now, this is just to remind you, we did a great interview last week on the 19th element with the wonderful Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's a great fan of Paxlovid. She knows everything about everything that anybody could ever want to know about viruses and then some. And when it's all said and done, she said, you take the Paxlovid. That's the best thing you can do. Eat good and take the Paxlovid. And so that's her recommendation. That's my recommendation. Anybody that knows anything about natural immunity would have to recommend Paxlovid. It's a no-brainer, except it is. Next image. Yeah, now these are the Nazis, you see, that are in Ukraine. You see, now this is the actor, Zelensky, that they claim is the president. But everybody on his presidential staff are in the entertainment business. They're all comedic actors. They make comedic films. Most of the footage that you see on the mainstream media turns out to be fake. It's from video games. It's from other parts of the world, news events from years ago. A building that blew up in China some years ago was said to be a building blowing up in the Ukraine. So it's all fake. It's all phony. It's all Hollywood. And that's what these people are, Hollywood actors, except that they're Nazis. And so the Azov Battalion is a right-wing extremist and neo-Nazi Ukrainian National Guard unit, meaning they are incorporated into the Ukrainian military as an official unit. And they're based in Mariupol, where most of the fighting is taking place. That's who's resisting the Russians. It's the Azov Brigade, the Nazis. Next image. So somebody, they commented back to me. They said, we're not Nazis. We're pagans. And our symbol represents the black sun. I said, yeah, I understand. I know what the black sun is. The black sun is Saturn, and Saturn is Satan. So, yeah, you're pagan, satanic worshipers. And here's the proof of it. Look at this now. Look at this carefully. The Azov Battalion's first commander, Andrea Beletsky, I guess I'm saying it right, Azov Battalion's first commander, and he was also elected to the parliament, national parliamentarian. He led the neo-Nazi paramilitary organization called Patriot of Ukraine. And he stated explicitly that the Ukrainian nation's mission is to, quote, lead the white races of the world in a final crusade against Semite-led Untermenschen. Now, Untermenschen is a German word meaning subhumans. So the actual mission of the nation of Ukraine is to lead the white races of the world in a final crusade against Semite-led subhumans. And of course, that's what we're seeing, is what they call the Western world, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, UK, all the NATO countries, all the white countries, so-called, they're lined up against Russia and all the rest of the world. So if you're keeping score, you have 1 billion people on this side, and you got about 7 or 8 billion people on the other side that are against these people. So which side are you on? Are you with the 7 or 8 billion, or are you with the 1 billion that's causing all the trouble? Next image.
That was the last image.
Okay, I guess that should be the last one. Yeah, but that's really what it's all about. It's really a last stand of a people whose civilization has crumbled, and they intend to take everybody down with them. And the name of those people are the Khazarian Mafia. And what we call Ukraine today, it used to be called in ancient times, it was called Khazaria, the kingdom of Khazaria, the Khazars. And you can read about their history. It's not secret. And they're doing now what they did then in ancient times. And the people that put a stop to it then are the people that's putting a stop to it now. Look at the Russian coat of arms. The Russian coat of arms shows a white knight and a white horse killing a serpent. You see, that's who that is. That's what they do. They kill serpents. So thank you for your patience and attention to the headlines. I know your head might be spinning from some of them. You got a lot to think about. But think about it in terms of your own personal survival. And don't forget to enroll in the Your Immunity Project clinical trials at yourimmunityproject.org. So, Sister Najma, let's open up our phone line. And maybe there are people who have reports to make or testimonials or questions. And then we'll close it out that way.
Okay, so for those on the Zoom platform, please raise your hand if you have a question or a testimony. And those on Facebook Live, please put your question or testimony in the chat. We have Brother Mark X.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, a question came up regarding people who are bedridden and have bed sores. The question came up, is it possible that Pax Immune could be helpful to them using it directly on their bed sores or taken normally?
That's a good question. It couldn't do any harm. You know, people who have bed sores, that's a mixed infection. And probably some of the infectious agents are viruses. So it certainly wouldn't do any harm. Now, the base of Pax Immune is sodium chloride. And so that might cause a sting. It would sting. So that might be very uncomfortable. But that's a good thought. But more helpful probably would just be the application of honey, of raw medicinal honey, and the strongest honey for medicinal properties is called Manuka honey. And so you can probably find that. A lot of that comes from Australia, from New Zealand, but you can find it probably. And you can put that directly on a piece of gauze and lay that over the bed sore. And of course, you have to eliminate the pressure. You know, but if you can eliminate the pressure off of that sore, the honey will heal it. But the Pax Immune wouldn't hurt. But I would just take the Pax Immune by the regular route, and then it's going to activate the immune system, and they'll know where to go to take care of business. So great question. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We have a Facebook Live question. Okay, just disappear and go back to it. What do you think about the mask and social distancing mandates being lifted?
Well, it was just nonsense to begin with. There was no protection in the mask that people were wearing, and the social distancing had nothing to do with the stop of contagion. Social distancing had to do with the ability to detect different individual people in a public place through electronic scanning devices. So now that the government gives you out different figures, but they say up to 80% of Americans have gotten at least one shot. So that means they're all scannable. So therefore, you don't need to have the social distancing to determine who's who and who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated. And of course, the whole mask mandate was just pure nonsense to begin with. Anybody who thinks that a cloth mask was going to save them from a virus, you just don't understand the science. You don't understand the simple difference between a bacteria, the size of a bacteria, and the size of a virus. So the lifting of the mandates probably has more to do with the fact that they don't have any masks anymore. See, they made a temporary deal with China to get some N95 masks into the country. That was when Trump was still president. Now, they probably ran out of that supply and can't get any more, so they're going to lift the mandates and say you don't need it anymore. You never did. As a matter of fact, go back and listen to the interview with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and she tells you the damage that wearing a mask does. So, again, it was always foolishness from the beginning, and it was always pretty much a psychological operation to see who they could get to go along with nonsense that didn't make any sense. And, of course, the majority of people did go along with it, and they were forced to, even though it didn't make any sense. Then after a while, even though it never made any sense and it never protected anybody, people continued to do it. And, of course, that's the mass formation psychosis that Dr. Robert Malone talked about that has occurred in the minds of many, many people, especially the people that got the shot. They're not in their right mind anymore. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear that the mandates are being lifted and the sheep are let out of the pens.
Yes, sir. Next Facebook question. Where can we obtain this information about death of a generation?
Well, I have a link to the research article on my Twitter account. So Dr. Aleem on Twitter, and you can find it there. Just go to the link and read all about it. That was just one graph that was in the article. There were probably about five or six different informational graphs telling the story. I mean, it's a tragic story, the loss of a whole generation of people, and this is just getting started. Think how many people in that age group submitted and got a shot. Well, according to Dr. Judy Mikovits, according to Dr. Luc Montagnier, and others who have looked at this, these people are developing vaccine-induced AIDS. So what's the life expectancy of the people who got this shot? It's the life expectancy of a person with AIDS. So this is the decimation of an entire generation of people. Pretty much the working class or the working, the productive segment of the population. Now they're dying at a higher rate than any other segment. So go to my Twitter and you'll see the article there and you can link to it and read the whole thing for yourself. Or just do a Google search. A lot of these things, they're just easily available. Easily available if you just do a little research and don't expect everything to be handed to you on a silver platter. And that's how lazy Americans have become. They want everything handed to them on a silver platter. They don't want to go read it for themselves. Tell me what to do. You see, willing sheep. So, yeah, so the articles that I talk about, most of them are linked from my Twitter account, at least for the time being, until they kill that. But by that time, we'll have our own platform, and it won't matter. They're going down anyhow. That's what Putin told Facebook. He said, stop the censorship about a month ago now. He told them in Russia, they said, you told Facebook, you stop the censorship or disappear forever. They mean that. They're going to take them down. And you already see them going down. Next question, please, or call.
Yes, sir. Facebook live question. To your knowledge, has anyone tried extended fasting 30 to 40 days as a treatment for contamination from the spike protein?
I hope not. I hope nobody has tried that. That would be a very dangerous thing to do. You need nutrition. You don't need starvation. People who have been poisoned don't need to fast. Now, I'm talking about extreme fast like the question suggests. Now, one meal a day is a fast. One meal every 2 days is a fast. One meal every 3 days is a fast. That's recommended. A monthly fast of 2 days or 3 days duration is highly recommended. That's recommended by God himself. That's recommended by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's recommended by me. And then scientists who have looked at it say that a three-day fast completely renews a person's immune system. So now, whether or not a three-day fast on a monthly basis will remove the genetic alteration of your DNA that has taken place as a result of the shot. Whether a three-day fast will remove the electronics that have been injected into you. And that's also, even if you didn't get the shot, you can indirectly inhale it from somebody who did get the shot and suffer the same consequences of spike protein poisoning. Now, whether a two-day or three-day fast or any number of days of fast would reverse the genetic change, well, we'll see. But I definitely would not recommend anybody. As a matter of fact, you see, for people who are in the Nation of Islam who know about how to eat to live, you should know that Honorable Elijah Muhammad never recommended long fasts. He never did. Anytime he found out that people were going on these long fasts like that, he would stop it. He would stop it. He never taught you that. He taught you to eat one meal a day. He didn't tell you to go on a 30-day fast. And I'll tell you something else. Anytime you do a long fast like that, you are destroying your cells in your body. And most of the people that I've known over the years who would never listen to what I told them, I'm giving you the same advice I gave to a lot of people. And some of those people are not with us any longer. And why are they not with us any longer? Because they involve themselves in dangerous practices in the name of fasting. And it's really not fasting, it's starvation. Most of those people who do those long fasts like that end up with weak hearts and weak kidneys. And once that sets in, it's an irreversible change that takes place. So we should stay within the limits of what we were taught. What we were taught is exactly correct. And going beyond those limits is dangerous. So no long fast at any time for anybody. See, now spiritual people, as you read in the Bible, Jesus did that and other spiritual luminaries, they went on long fasts like that. Well, if you were the prophet of God and you need to do that, okay, go ahead. But understand that you are actually destroying your body when you do it like that. But maybe for a spiritual purpose, you're a prophet of God and you need to do that. So go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Yes, sir. What are your thoughts on ivermectin as a treatment with Paxlovid?
Well, again, we're talking about treatment. Treatment for what? Treatment is no better than the ability to make a diagnosis. Let me say that again. The ability to treat and treatment decisions can be no better than your ability to make a diagnosis. So as we have noted over and over and over and over and over and over again, none of the tests are valid. So any question about treatment first has to answer the question, how did you make a diagnosis? You asked me for treatment. How did you make the diagnosis? How was the diagnosis made? What test did you use to make a diagnosis? Who told you that you had COVID? And what test did they use? And since none of them are valid, then none of the diagnoses are valid. So I'll tell you what people say, and I'll tell you what I know. And I already told you what I know. You might have a virus that's making you sick. Is it COVID? I don't know. Is it the common cold? I don't know. Is it influenza? I don't know. But if it's making you sick and you take the Paxlovid, it will certainly help you. 100%. Now, the part about ivermectin. When they started using ivermectin in Japan, they said the COVID morbidity and mortality rate made a steep decline. In India, when they started using ivermectin in I forget the name of that place in India. So one of the biggest places in India where most of the people live. They started using ivermectin as a part of the protocol, and the morbidity and mortality rate dropped. Well, ivermectin handles parasites. And of course, the natural host of a coronavirus is a parasite. A lot of these people live in these countries, like in Japan. What do they eat? They eat raw fish, don't they? So probably everybody in Japan is infected with parasites. So you take ivermectin to make you feel better. Okay, what about India? You know, people walking around barefoot in the mud. Everybody's infected with parasites. So you take ivermectin, sure, it'll make you feel better. So now how many people in America are infected with parasites? Well, everybody that eats hog, everybody eats swine, then they got parasites. People that eat sushi, all this stuff, raw meat, rare meat, you see, they have parasites. And there's other sources of parasitic diseases as well. So people who take ivermectin who have parasites, hey, they do feel better. It does help them. And there's scientific studies to show it. But again, what are we talking about? We're talking about the inability, for the most part, to actually make an accurate diagnosis so that you actually know what you're treating and why you're getting better. A lot of confusion here. But again, ivermectin is credited, just to clear the air now. So I'm not against ivermectin. I think doctors who know what they're doing should have the right to prescribe it. And it has been touted as one of the most beneficial medications ever invented. And in fact, the inventor of ivermectin was a Japanese doctor who won the Nobel Prize. So it's a highly touted medication. It's just not available to Americans according to the orders of Anthony Fauci. He doesn't want you to have it, probably because it does work. So thanks for that question.
We have Brother Ruben Muhammad from Australia.
Okay, Brother Ruben from down under. What's happening down under?
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, family. How are you doing?
Alaykum
salam. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are going through what they're calling their flood cleanup here. And again, it's kind of interesting where all the, you know, where the water landed on the continent. It was basically, I mean, it's what you'd call a weather war, basically, you know. We're talking not just farmland, but capital cities got hit. And now the awesome, tremendous cleanup involving everybody, military and contractors and whatnot, because basically, you know, shopping districts were underwater, everything is destroyed, covered in mud and all the usual things. They've put up, you know, tens of millions of dollars for people's mental health, because if you look at pictures, and I know, Dr. Lim, you've been in situations like Haiti and others where, you know, you've seen destruction, just, you know, buildings were there 1 minute and next day they're not there. And everyone's in the middle of the street wondering, where's my house, or where am I going to take a shower? Where am I going to, you know, do this or do that, the normal things. So that's going on here in the midst of the next COVID wave that they're telling us to get ready for. So, you know, how they're preparing us for that, of course, is they already told the seniors, you might need to take another shot. So the seniors over 65 are getting prepared for their fourth shot. But at the same time, they're trying to tell everybody now, including the young ones, children, this year we'll make it a little bit easier for you. We're going to put your flu vaccine together with your COVID vaccine in a new concoction. They've given it a new name. I actually, I was just on a memory lapse for a minute. They gave it a very interesting name. But it's on Google. You can look it up. Flu vaccine together with COVID. So they're putting it together so you don't have to go to the, you know, doctor or, you know, down the road or wherever these products are to get two shots. You can get it all together in one. And, of course, the flu vaccine, the new one they're trying this year, has mRNA technology. So God knows what it's going to be like to have, you know, mRNA flu shot together with a mRNA COVID shot. And of course, they're mixing and matching them now. It doesn't matter you took Pfizer or Moderna or AstraZeneca, just, you know, roll up your sleeve, take this and get back to work, basically. That's how it is right now. Now, a couple of things are going on here. We don't have the full stories yet. There's a little bit of a news, I don't want to call it censorship, but really that's what it is. We're not being given the full information yet. They presented partial information a few days ago. But basically, there was a mandate, a big class action court, a trial in the courts, in the Supreme Court, actually, here in Australia, where many individuals and medical people, a whole range of people, took the states to the Supreme Court against the vaccination mandates. And the information that's filtered right down to yesterday is that just about everyone has somehow miraculously got off that, and there's only one or two people left who were suing the governments. Now, I don't know how tens of thousands of people who are on a class action against vaccination mandates, somehow they have dropped their case. So it'll be interesting. We'll try and get some more information, because they're not saying how or why, because that's very unusual for thousands of people. All of a sudden, there's only one or two left. And they said they're not even going to have a case in the next few days. So we don't know what's happened there exactly, but we'll follow that up to you know, really understand what's happened. That may also be in line with, I think I mentioned early in probably last year, the government here had opened up a compensation scheme for adverse effects. And at that time, because, you know, these drug companies are very clever, they don't want to pay any compensation, and they passed all liability back onto the governments of the country, state, local, federal governments. So the federal government opened up an adverse reporting scheme similar to what you have there under, I think it's vaccine adverse reporting system online. And here they put certain amounts of money that you can get. If you were a little sick, it's $5,000. If you were a little bit sicker, it's $10,000, and on and on and on. Well, now they've decided, because so many people reported these adverse effects, and it's not just, you know, you as an individual reporting it, but you have to provide all, you know, your medical reports, your doctors had to fill in certain information. And so many of those came in that now they've seen the amount of money that needs to be paid out, that they are now trying to change the burden of proof and to make it even more difficult. They're not telling us the exact numbers. But what we're finding is that now they're kind of saying, oh, wow, we don't want to pay these hundreds of millions of dollars. We're only, you know, 12, 18 months into this thing, you know, with vaccinations, et cetera. And, of course, if that's how it is now, we can expect more claims to come in the future. Now, the other thing as well is another blow to the frontline workers, the nurses, doctors, and others here, is that they were offered compensation without too much paperwork, because many not only caught COVID, but of course they were the first ones to be told it's a jab or the job, and they had no choice. Now, many of those who caught COVID while in the line of duty, they were automatically put in for a certain amount of compensation, because they were away from work, for some of them for weeks, some of them for months. They were really sick. And many recovered, went back to work, took the shot, and some got sick, some got sicker. Now, that has entered the court, and they're trying to pass a law right now as we speak to remove what they did. The government initially was responsible for their compensation. They've pushed it onto the employers, but these are hospitals and private hospitals and government hospitals. Now they've changed the burden of proof back to the workers to say, you must prove to us that you caught your COVID while on the job. Well, you know, unless you went and got a DNA genome test, because that's what they've been doing here to prove the actual strain you got and where it was, and it was in this particular hospital at that time. And, you know, no one, you cannot go back in time to prove such a, you know, what they asked you to prove. So basically many of these medical people under the Australian Medical Association are feeling very demoralized, because they were heroes when all this started. Now they're, you know, out homeless and all other kinds of problems that have happened. And now they're being told, and the money we promised we would pay you to compensate you, you're going to have to prove to us, which is impossible to do under the current situation. Otherwise, we're not paying you any money. So that's a big thing in the medical system here. Nurses, doctors, and all other ambulance workers, paramedics, who are now saying, wow, we've really been duped, and very bad morale going on. while we're still in, you know, what they're expecting. We're coming into winter now here in Australia, so we're expecting a really bad, I mean, they've already been preparing us as a new Omicron variant and other things, and they still haven't been able to increase the number of children, 5 to 11-year-olds being jabbed. So we expect something big to happen in the next few weeks, because they're all supposed to have had their third shot by Easter, and many of them are still on their first shot. So thank you so much, Dr. Alim, for the time, and I'll be available for any questions. As-salamu alaykum, family.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you, Brother Ruben from Melbourne, Australia. And as we've often seen, what's taking place in Australia today, it'll be in North America tomorrow. He mentioned weather wars, you see. The Australians took a position against the Chinese, and now they're being flooded. That's what you call weather wars. The same thing's going on in other parts of the world. So he who controls the weather controls the world. So thank you, Brother Ruben. He also pointed out that people are having trouble getting compensated for adverse vaccine reactions in Australia. Well, I didn't put the headline up, but I saw a story just today that when someone asked the questions, how many people in the United States of America and in England have received compensation for vaccine injuries or deaths? How much money has actually been paid out so far? And it's a big round zero. Nobody anywhere has been compensated for a vaccine injury or death inside the United States or in England. And now we're finding out probably the same is true in Australia. Probably if you actually looked at the figures, nobody ever got a red cent. Because why would you pay the victim that you're trying to kill? Why would you pay them? That's what Fauci said early on when people complained about the side effects. He said that shows it's working. They didn't believe him. So let's take one or two more calls, Sister Najma, and then that will be it. And got to get my mom tucked in.
Yes, sir. We have Brother Rodney Muhammad. Dr. Rodney Muhammad.
Go ahead.
Doctor.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, yes.
Okay, yeah. Here at the practice, we have several patients using the Paxlovid, and we'd like to start collecting some data. If you know of any simple blood tests that can monitor or track or follow the effects of the Paxlovid at a family practice level of testing.
Okay. Is that your question?
I had a couple more, but yeah, that's the main question.
Well, again, it just depends on how deep you want to get into this. You know, you can develop a whole what we used to call an immune profile.
Okay.
Of course, you start out with your CBC and your white blood cell count, and then. Then you want to get the different types of lymphocytes. So what's your natural killer cell count? Your CD4 count, CD8s. And we used to get CD19s as well. Now the most important one, well, they're all important, but the most important one is the CD8 count. The CD8 count is an indicator of survival, long-term survival.
Mm.
If you can get someone's CD8 count up to normal or above normal, because the Paxlovid would drive it higher than normal, that's a good sign. Now, you're also going to monitor your CD4 count, and it's good to keep that above 200. But I've seen cases that have an excellent outcome, even if the CD4 count goes to zero. As long as the CD8 count is high, they do as well as anybody. So you don't really, you know, don't worry too much about the CD4 count.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a family practice?
Yeah, family practice, yeah.
Yeah, well, the most important thing for immune function is nutrition. That's all the Paximmune really is. It's just nutrition for the immune cells. And so whatever, you know, I don't know what labs you work with, you know, and sometimes some of these tests are not easily available, and some of them are very expensive. And I wouldn't overuse them. I mean, unless you had somebody that was desperately ill. But they are available. Those would be the main ones. Your natural killer, you want to follow your CEDRAC, your ESR.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your C-reactive protein. See, these are your inflammatory markers.
Yes, sir.
You'll see all those go down. Now, again, the ESR test is very cheap. So that's a good marker to follow on a regular basis. And if you keep your CEDRAC down, you know, then all the other parameters are going to be good. And maybe you just follow that once or twice a year, those other ones I mentioned.
Okay, once a year. Okay. Other question I had was we had several people purchase it, and when it came through the mail, for some reason, the cap wasn't on as tight as it could be, and there was just a small amount of leakage, and it didn't seem to affect the actual quantity of it. But do you think it's going to affect the validity of it, the life of the solution?
Well, I mean, my understanding is that problem has been solved. There's a new cap that's being used that doesn't do that. I mean, that was a pretty common complaint in the past, but hopefully the new caps won't do that.
Okay. One last thing I had for you. I was reading the Children's Health Defense newsletter today, and top news of the day was Thailand paid $45 million in COVID vaccine injury claims while U.S. has paid zero.
Yeah, okay.
How about that?
Yeah, now probably, see, Thailand probably understands that, the government of Thailand, I mean, they probably understand that they made a mistake in accepting these vaccines from America. And so they're basically saying to the Thai people, we were misled and you were harmed, and so we're going to compensate you. So that shows that, you know, there's a little bit of morality in that government, in that country. Now, that kind of morality is woefully lacking in America and Europe. They don't care anything about their citizens. As a matter of fact, that's what democide means. The government is deliberately trying to kill its own citizens. So what they found out in Thailand, don't you think that the American government, you think they don't know the same thing, that the side effects are killing people? But what is their recommendation? Take more.
Yeah.
So that's just proof. So thank you for
Thank
for
you,
that.
Dr. Lee. Thank you very much to your crew also.
Yes, sir. So let's take one more call, and then I think that'll be it. And
yes,
we're looking
sir.
Forward to the 19th element tomorrow night. It's going to be a hot one tomorrow night. Is Brother Carlito on the line?
He was on. Let me double check and make sure.
Okay.
He's not on now.
Okay. So let's take one more, and then that will conclude our Zoom conference call for the evening.
Yes, sir. We have a Facebook Live question. Could a person or could a person who's lactose intolerant use Paximmune?
Of course. As a matter of fact, here's another myth, the myth of lactose intolerance. No, people are not lactose intolerant. I was fooled by that for about 30 years, you know. But the truth of it is the problem that people have with milk is with pasteurized milk. If you pasteurize your milk, you're going to have a problem with it. About 75% of people have a problem with pasteurized milk because you denature the proteins that are natural in milk. So when people like me, who thought I was lactose intolerant, started drinking raw milk, no problem at all. So again, that's a whole mythology that was foisted on people starting about 100 years ago, where they went all around the world telling people that they had to boil their milk. And the reason they told them they had to boil their milk I'm talking about in Africa, the Caribbean, right here in America, telling people you have to boil your milk, you have to pasteurize your milk. Why did they tell them that? Because they know that the medicinal value of milk is destroyed when you boil it or when you pasteurize it. Anytime you heat the milk up above 135 degrees, you've destroyed the medicinal properties in that milk. Everybody knows that the milk has the interferon in it and other cytokines, interleukins, all kinds of immune functioning proteins. But you heat that milk up to 135 degrees Fahrenheit, you just destroyed the medicinal properties. So 100 years ago, part of the plot to make everybody sick, such as you have now, is to destroy the medicinal property in food. And so all you have to do with milk, just heat it up. Okay, now it'll still give you some nutrition, but no medicinal properties at all. So because people have been raised on pasteurized milk, they never had raw milk. They don't know what real milk is like. All they know is homogenized, pasteurized, all kinds of fake milk. Go into the supermarket and look at the milk section. Every jug of milk is exactly the same color. And there's no separation of the cream on the top. Why would you even call that milk? That's not milk. And yes, if you drink that, it will make you sick. And so I'm just making your question was about Paxlovid and people who are under the illusion of lactose intolerance, like I was, they have a concern about it. So I'm saying, no, you have no concern whatsoever. But I also took the opportunity to use your question to give a little lecture about the benefits of drinking raw milk. If you actually drank raw milk as a daily part of your diet, you probably wouldn't even need the Paxlovid. But since you don't do that, you like drinking Kool-Aid and Gatorade and anything else except something natural, okay, then take the Paxlovid. But no, it has no bearing on so-called lactose intolerance. Okay, I think that was the last question. And I want to thank everyone for being with us once again on the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call. We told you this is the hour of truth. As a matter of fact, we got so much truth, we had to make it into like an hour and a half. And we still didn't get it all in. But we're going to follow up tomorrow night, the 19th element on Cacophony Radio. And we're going to get into some of the geopolitical issues. But here's what the focus is going to be. How do you de-dollarize? Yeah, if China de-dollarized, if Russia de-dollarized, if India has de-dollarized, if Saudi Arabia has de-dollarized, if most of the nations in the world have de-dollarized, what about you? Isn't it time for you and me to de-dollarize? And so we're going to get deep into the geopolitical and economic issues that are affecting the entire world. We want you to know what happens when a nation like America defaults on her sovereign debt. And it's not just a matter of revving up the printing presses. Mm-mm. That won't unload those ships offshore and get you some food on the way to your home. You see, so it's a whole new economic system, and you need to know how you fit in or how you possibly could fit in. Because if you don't fit in, hey, the outcome won't be good. So tomorrow night, 19th element, 9 p.m., Cacophony Radio. So thank you for tuning into the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call. We do this every Tuesday, 7 p.m., God willing. We'll see you here next week. Thank you very much. Sister Najma, would you please close us out with any announcements that are necessary? Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Someone asked the question where they can get the raw milk in the D.C. area.
In the D.C. area, that's easy. You have a lot of people who sell raw milk. You have Abundant Life Market. You have Brother John, what does he call himself? He's got something, eggs. But if you, Brother Sean, he sells raw milk. A lot of people sell raw milk in the D.C. area. So I don't have that right in front of me.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. But thanks, everyone, for being with us this evening. Our Tuesday, Your Immunity Project meeting with our dear brother, Dr. Aleem Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. He shared so much information with us today and every Tuesday, and he's given us a lot of information so that we can research and stay abreast of what's going on. So all praises are due to Allah for him. He stated earlier, for those who were not on the call, that he has an abundance of Paxlovid. So you could place your orders at draleem.com, www.draleem.com, and you spell doctor out, doctoralim.com, and place your order. Click on shop, and then you'll be able to access the Paxlovid there. For those who ordered on...
All right. Black power, brothers and sisters. So we just heard this week's update from Dr. Aleem Muhammad and his team at the Your Immunity Project. A lot of information was laid. One of the most key things that everyone needs to do that was laid out at the beginning of the call, if you have not already, you need to go ahead and log on to yourimmunityproject.org and sign up to be a part of the clinical trial. Being a part of the clinical trial will not require you to go in and be a lab monkey or test tube baby or anything of that nature. You're going to get a series of surveys and things of that nature and recommendations, as you've heard over and over, in regards to taking the dietary supplement Paxlovid. You will not be coerced into taking any MNRA vaccines or any type of foreign substances to cause loss of life or genetically modify your being or put any type of substance that would cause all kind of adverse reactions, side effects, disease, organ problems, and things of that nature. It is a holistic project that is being spearheaded by Dr. Aleem, Dr. Nadia, several doctors and researchers and scientists at the Your Immunity Project. The benefit, one of the benefits, when they unroll the document by app that shows that you are participating in the Your Immunity Project, you will not, that would suffice just as a pass. Vaccine clearance and or all these different dumbass clearances that they're asking people for to go into buildings and to travel and things of that nature. By law, you cannot be forced by any means to take place in multiple clinical studies. Well, if you're already involved in the Your Immunity Project, that is a clinical study. The vaccine is a clinical experimental jab. Yes, it is a mass global experiment that is having horrible results, that are causing genocide of the population of the planet across the earth. So you have the option of choosing life over death, God versus the devil, righteousness over wickedness, by people who have your best interests at heart. We have our own doctors and scientists and specialists. It's fucked up that these doctors are now saying, did y'all hear that now that they're coming up with all these excuses where they're saying they didn't force you to take this, you took it on your own? Well, you might not have been forced, but you were certainly coerced. You were certainly manipulated and under duress by threatening your livelihood with your job, with your education, with your children's education. You were tricked by some wicked, deceitful, evil-ass people and all of their minions. We have been giving you information, right information, right and exact information, since day one. We've stayed on top of the research. Some of the information that even some of the information that Dr. Aleem is saying today as current news, we have been playing this for the last 30 days. When this broadcast of the new Black Panther Party made a point to play the testimonies from the doctors and scientists from the multiple tribunals, symposiums, inquiries. We played the Senate hearing where you heard the doctors who spoke before the senator in Wisconsin who brought them all out, doctors from all over the U.S., doctors, nurses, scientists, and virologists who explained that this biological weapon was indeed a biological weapon, who had people who came from the military, who the U.S. military had their own doctors and lawyers to fight for them because they didn't want to take the poison concoction. Unfortunately, many did. And you know what's fucked up? They say it's a high number, damn near 80, I think someone said. It's a high number of percentages of black people in the military. Damn near outnumbering the whites. We had nurses and doctors who filed suits and who came and spoke about how people were dying in the hospital, how they were forced to give them remdesivir, which was killing them, how they were not allowed to give them ivermectin and hydrochlorophyll and monoclonal antibodies and L-alpha interferon that would treat the COVID patients, cure them. But they were forced to give them a deadly concoction that has been proven to kill 4 out of 5 people that took it. Why would Fauci and the Department of Health do this? And I want to say, you guys know, if you didn't know, I'm going to remind you, you might have heard it. Remember, it's been said for the last decades or so that by 2030, the majority of the population of the people in the United States would be non-white. Devils have now infected half of the population, if not more. Some are saying 80%. Some are saying 50% with this deadly virus by the so-called vaccine that is not a vaccine, that is a lethal injection. So what must we do? I keep saying we're looking for a way out. We warned you. We told you. And we've scolded you for not listening, for listening to the devil. But we're not going to leave you out there just hanging. We told you, take the Paxamine. Get, and you know what you're going to have to do if you haven't already? You got to get off the deadly poison meat. Told you, the coronavirus is a swine flu. It is a parasite. It is a ailment that comes from the parasite from pigs. So if you're a pig eater or around pig eaters, you were some of the first ones to catch the bug, the virus. How? Just think, how could they get a vaccine, a virus, to spread so quickly amongst the masses if it was not in the food supply or the water supply or even in the air? Well, I'm just making an observation about the chemtrails that were being sprayed all over. This is an observation. Don't yet have fact, but I rightly suspect, and we've all, and our instincts have been right as we go and do the research to find out. But we do know that coronavirus is a swine flu, just like we do know that influenza, as it said, is a bird flu. So we even look at the words that they use to describe this disease, flu. Isn't it the past tense of fly? Oh, I just flew in from Dallas. Because it is an aviatic flu or virus. It comes from consumption of being around birds. This has been going on in nature and amongst people for years. As we've been around animals and consuming animals. And those who are most healthy or would be most healthy are those who would raise and eat their own foods and not eat the foods that are described in the scriptures as being abominable and not good for you. That's a whole nother story. But we are dealing with some really wicked people. The World Economic Forum, this group of devils ran by Charles Schwab, has worked for decades to put into power, put into political positions, individuals who would push their agenda for the New World Order. How would they usher in a New World Order? They don't have enough bombs, or they couldn't bully you by weapons of warfare, so these beasts chose chemical and biological warfare. They've taken a situation where people are scared and scary and weakened and afraid and confused and use that to usher in economic sanctions on the people. Businesses shut down. Industries shut down. People's immune system simultaneously being shut down. People's will to resist, however, has not been shut down. Although many people are afraid to even have their own family members come see them. Separating the youth from the elders, the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. Well, let me get back to this. The spike protein that is emitting from the people who took the vaccine, making those who didn't take the vaccine ill. We need to get the Paxamune into our systems. We must, and if you don't have access to the Paxamune, contact DrLane.org. Contact the New Black Panther Party at NBPP.org. We have Paxamune. It's going to cost you. The vial is a dietary supplement. It contains a low-dose component of alpha interferon, and it will help to build your immune. I'm a testimony of it. I've been taking this Paxamune since this virus has started. And when the time has come, when I did leave out of the home to go out to fight for justice, traveling, covering the George Floyd case in Minneapolis, the Rashard Brooks case in Atlanta, the Ronald Green and Trayvon Pellerin case in Louisiana, going down to Florida to deal with Dr. Lean's child and Brother Ozone, using all precautions but taking the Paxamune. Praise be to Allah, not once did I contract the virus. Having family members all around me contract the virus. And I told them, take the Paxamune. I've even given them the Paxamune. I bought it, $100 a vial, giving it to family members. I purposely got $1,000 and giving it, just giving it out. It's the Paxamune just sitting there, and they getting sick. But they run and go take the shot. And you still get sick. Get sick. Go take the shot. Get sick again. And now they're looking crazy. And I've gone through the emotional getting angry at them to now feeling sorry to now just wanting to find a way to help. Take your vitamin C, Z, which is zinc. D, Z, I'm sorry, CDZ, CDENZ. All of, take your multivitamins, but in particular, and the magnesium for the stress. Take the nutrients. Find the foods that are high in these vitamins and minerals. Get plenty of sunlight. Now's the time to regenerate. The sun is coming out. Get out and get that fresh air. Take your concoctions with your boiling your lemons, your limes, your garlic, your ginger, your turmeric, like we told you. The turmeric to take out the inflammation. The ginger and the garlic to build your immune. The lime and the lemon to detoxify. The lemon to detoxify and the lime to alkaline you. It's a science to this. Take these things to rebuild your immune. You might not have $100 with the factor in. Save. Get the $100. Shit, you got your fucking tax. Get something. It used to be $100. Shit, now it's $120. Because the cost of going up from just transporting. Shit, crazy. Pull your resources. Hell, a bottle lasts you 2 months. 2 to 3 months, actually. It said 2 months. I've been taking it. It's lasted me 3 months. I'm not. We're not just saying stuff. There's no benefit, and that's just wasting idle time and energy just saying stuff. We are trying to bring you truth. We are the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. But what is self-defense but defense of your life and livelihood? Reach out to us at the new Black Panther Party to join. Support us financially by going to nbpp.org. And if there's anything that we've said that you missed, tune in every night. We repeat it. I hope I have. I think with that being said, we have my dear brother, Brother Emmanuel, Black Power. Brother Emmanuel, Black Power, your mic is open.
Black Power. Yeah, I'm,
what you got to say, brother? Black Power.
But giving all honor to those who came in the great, giving all honor to those who came in the great line of divine before us, those that will come after us, and most important, those that are here right now. I thank everybody for tuning in tonight and getting all the knowledge that you need. And as we always tell you, knowledge without practice is death. If you do not do what you have been given to protect yourself, if you do not do it, then it does nothing for you, and it does nothing for anybody else. So wherever you at, you sitting here and you listening. Listening is one thing, and I commend you on that. It takes a lot to do that. But action is what we need. And we'll know the actions because we'll know who our people are by your help. Protect yourself, as the Queen said. Yourself. We're not talking about anything that goes for us, that benefits us. If you're saying something for someone else, that is selfless. And that is exactly what the vanguards of anybody should be, selfless, all about their people. We are emphatically in love with you, our people. And that is why you get the truth. It's the only thing we can give is the truth. And that's the only thing we should give is the truth. You've got it. But it's up to you for your families, for your future generations. We are at the threshold of a change. The pendulum has switched. It has gone back into the original cycle. And we are returning back into our royal selves again. This is the time of judgment. People are going to be weeded out. Many are going to scream, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And you're going to have to walk away from righteousness because a pair of lips can say anything, as my grandma said. But actions speak louder than words. Love is an action. And we give you the action. by giving you proof that you can go look up for yourself and prescribe for you and your family the best route to take for the longevity of your family. And this we do, just as the words we begin with, wishing the greatest, the only peace that is given by your God to be with you and yours. And we know you will reciprocate and feel the same for us. And so let us do that. Provide peace. And we are the authors, the orchestrators of that peace. For as the Bible says, when it is properly decoded, ye, meaning you, are the gods now. Your father and mother created you in their magnificent image. And here you are, able to start your own world. What world will you start? This is God's doing for his children. Yes, God has his own. There are others. But if you are part of your father who has the solution, then you will apply that solution and you will be healed and restored. Restoration through re-education. One love and black power.
One love and black power. Brothers and sisters, we're going to conclude tonight's program. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We thank our beautiful King, brother, comrade, Emmanuel, for always coming in with his great words of wisdom and his emanating spiritual message. And to all of you who are constantly listening and supporting the New Black Panther Party, we thank you. Every time I look at the stats, now we had over 705,000 listeners. The numbers is higher than that, but I rounded. It was 705 and some more numbers and some change. But we are almost, I guess the way that things are moving, before this year's out, we'll be at 1 million listeners across the globe. We thank you, but we need you to do more than just listen. We need to be able to bring our message to larger, to more platforms, and also to continue to bring you this information. We pay to bring this broadcast before you out of our own pockets. There are programs and so many things that we are involved with that we want to make sure that we bring the right and exact information. So be sure to not only contribute, but how about you step up to the plate and be a part of the vanguard of freedom fighters of the New Black Panther Party. Once again, as we close out, we remind you to go to www.nbpp.org. N is in new, B is in black, P is in Panther, P is in party.org. Black power.